I am superstition, a god, a false god who rules by fear. I demand the worship from rich and poor alike, from the weak and from the strong. My victims are many, my slaves are legion. You who scoff and disbelieve, listen to this story.
Saints preserve us. What was that? Light the light, Eric.
Huh? What's that? Where's those matches? Oh, it's Peck's dog howling. That's a bad omen. Maybe old Hyler is dead.
If he is, it's because they moved him before sunset last night. I've always said don't move a sick person during the day.
That reminds me. Last month I saw old Hyler counting the carriages at Bixby's funeral. That means certain death.
Oh, I wish he'd hush. He'll wake Mr. Oakley. Oh, I hope he ain't offended. Boarders are so scarce nowadays.
It's daybreak. He's probably up, ready for his morning's walk.
He's coming. Explain that the dog don't always howl so often.
Morning, folks. That hound certainly can sound his A. What's the matter with him, hungry?
No, there's a calamity impending. Oh, I hope you're not disturbed.
A calamity? Oh, shucks, that's old-fashioned superstition.
My woman's right. Don't deny the spirit. You invite misfortune and disaster.
Well, I'm going outside and meet it. Come on, let's see the dog.
See, he's down the road opposite the old oak tree.
That's old Hyler himself with him. Strange he ain't dead.
Well, let's go over.
Yeah, you go over. I'll stay here.
What's the matter? Afraid?
Eric, you stay here. My ears have been ringing all yesterday, and you know what that means.
Right you are, Martha. I must stand right here.
Look, Eric, here comes the deacon.
Looks troubled. Now we'll find out about the dog. Good morning, Deacon.
Morning, good folks. I'm afraid our village is in the grip of the spirits. That dog has kept me awake all night.
It's a warning, I tell you.
My woman's right, Deacon. What can it all mean?
It means death. You see, at one time, many years ago, men made gods of dogs, and they were able to foresee death. Predict horrible disaster by their howling.
It's Peck's dog. Where is Farmer Peck, I wonder? Why, he should be
centuries
here.
Ago, the church proclaimed, as the lower animals, being created before man, blessed by God, provided for in the ark, must be treated with due deference.
Look, Mr. Oakley is a-running.
Well, I found the trouble.
Well, I wonder why.
That's all right, folks. The dog is lonesome for his master, Farmer Peck.
But where is Farmer Peck?
Well, I can't answer that.
Well, I can. He's probably murdered. I saw him last night in a dream, and his face was covered. That's a sign of death. Dream of the living, and you'll hear of a death.
That's just superstition.
But it's true. Come to think of it, I saw Peck with that good-for-nothing Bob Munson yesterday, and Munson was tippin', drunk.
Find Munson, and you'll find the body of Farmer Peck.
I've long suspected Munson of wickedness. I'll ring for the constable. I'll ring the church bell thrice.
Yes, that'll call him. Munson's been up to something, I'll wager.
Munson's a murderer, as sure as that dog is howling under the oak tree. Now, don't you believe it, Mr. Oakley?
Oh, nonsense. Believe Peck is dead because his dog is howling?
You both talk like the witches, wizards, and medicine men of other days.
To disbelieve is to outrage the gods. You'd best beware.
You're both a muddled mass of superstitious ignorance and fear.
Here's the constable.
Eric! Martha!
What is it, constable?
Looks like we finally got something on Bob Munson. I'm on my way to arrest him. The deacon says you saw him with the missing man, Peck, yesterday.
That's right. I'll swear to that.
I think you'd swear to anything. Constable, you're not arresting Munson on this woman's say-so, are you?
Certainly. It's high time Munson was removed from this village of peaceful people.
Village of fools, if they're all like Martha here, and you, Constable.
Do your duty, Constable. I'm going in to phone the neighbors to bolt their doors and be on the watch for the murderer, Bob Munson. Eric, you come along.
Did you hear what she called Munson? A murderer.
Well, that's right, ain't it? That's what he is.
Man alive, do you know what you're doing? Just because a lonesome dog howls for his master, in the space of 5 minutes, you have a man charged with murder.
That's right. And I'll make it stick. The murdered man was last seen in his company. That's evidence enough, ain't it?
Murdered man. Now you have Peck murdered, and you haven't even seen the body. You shouldn't be a constable.
No?
No, no. You should be in charge of some torture chamber. You're sunk so deep in the mire of superstition that you're blinded to all reasoning.
That's the whistle at the sawmill. They've got Munson.
Constable! Constable! They caught Bob Munson.
Where?
Why, down by the creek. The crowd's bringing him here to the oak tree.
Yeah, so the dog can look at him, I suppose.
You keep out of this. We can handle our own affairs.
Well, I'm not out of it. I'm very much in it. And you be careful that you don't lash this mob into a fury, or you'll answer to the court.
Here he comes, Constable. I knew he did it.
Rubbish! You have him convicted before he's even tried.
Take him, Constable. He's your prisoner. Make him talk.
For God's sake, help me, Constable. I've done nothing.
Oh, yeah? Let's see how the dog acts when he sees you. Come over here by the oak tree.
The dog will convict him. You can't fool the dog.
Looks pretty black for you, Munson. Where is Farmer Peck?
I swear I don't know.
But you were drinking with him last night, weren't you? Come on! Own up!
Yes, but I didn't murder him!
Of course he didn't.
What's those stains on your coat sleeve? Let me look. Looks like blood!
It is blood. The blood of Farmer Peck.
The blood of Farmer Peck.
Come on! Tell us what you did with the body!
I swear I didn't harm him. He was my friend.
You're lying. You killed him.
Yeah, that's right.
Stand back! Don't you lay a hand on this man.
I'll handle this.
You fool! Act quickly before the mob does.
Be calm, boys. He's my prisoner.
Give him to us. We'll settle with
him. Oh, save me. Save me. Please, someone save me.
Better get him into this house. This mob looks dangerous.
Let's get her off, boys. We'll screen him off.
Come on, let's get her off.
Get her off.
Quick, Munson. Constable, get in here.
Don't take him in my house.
Get in there, Munson. Bolt the door, Oakley, till the crowd cools down.
Bring him out.
Save me. I'm innocent. Save me.
Drag him over here.
Go easy, boys. Remember, he's my prisoner.
Use your gun, Constable. Can't you see they're going to hang this poor devil?
Well, I told them not to harm him, didn't I? I'm going to call the sheriff.
Give me a chance. Give me a chance, will you, fellas? I swear to you, I didn't do anything to Peck.
Sure, we'll give you a chance. A chance to say your prayers. Come on, boys. Bring him under this oak tree.
Men, listen to me in the name of decency. In the name of humanity, listen to me. Don't blot the name of your village with this foul crime.
I didn't do it, I tell you. You're hanging an innocent man.
Men, remember, if you hang this man, you are all guilty of murder.
And I swear I'll have the county attorney prosecute you if it's the last thing I do. Up she goes! Come on, Munson. Say your prayers. This is outrageous. Some of you will hang for this. You're sacrificing this unfortunate man on the altar of superstition. Rubbish! Pray, Munson, pray.
Oh, Father, who art in heaven, save me, please.
In the tree.
Up there in the tree.
Why? There's something moving in the tree.
Why, it's a man.
Who is it? Ah, it's a ghost.
It's Farmer Peck. Peck, Peck, old friend. Peck, come down. They're hanging me for murdering you. Oh, Peck, please, come down. Save me. Come.
Hello, Munson. Why, what's all around?
Oh, gee. Hey, how long have I been asleep?
Since last night. But you awoke in time to save me. Save me.
Since last night, say, why didn't you wake me up, Rover?
He tried to by howling. But he only succeeded in awakening a lot of superstitious fools. Look at them slink away, the cowards. Hang your heads in shame. Go back to your homes and let this be a lesson to you. Shame on you. Shame on you. In one more second, your hands would have been stained with the lifeblood of your fellow man. All because of a howling dog.
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you?